I'm here with our latest Bear senior athlete, Kate Pattison, fellow teammate on my basketball team and team captain. How are you today, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So happy to talk to you. It's kind of weird. Never interviewed a teammate. So, basketball is your favorite sport. I know that for a fact. How does it feel being a senior?
It's definitely crazy. Starting high school, you don't really think about the end. But then once you get to the end, it all just happens so fast.
Yeah. Do you think, have you seen, like, not just athletic improvement, but, like, self-improvement in your sports?
Yeah, definitely. At the beginning of high school, I didn't really care about grades and all that, and I feel like that's definitely changed, especially with trying to get into college. Like, I had to step up my game.
Yeah, so senior season is pretty big. How has it been going? I know there's been kind of a mood switch, new coach this year. Run me through everything so far.
Our season this year has been going so great. We won our Leland and Gray tournament at the beginning of the season, and since the 4 years I've been here, that hasn't happened, so it was really great for us to get a big win like that, and we've played some pretty rough teams and have had some pretty close games, so I feel like we're doing really well as a team.
Yeah, I mean, just from me personally, like, our team is great, and you're a team captain, and you definitely are a massive part of that, so that's amazing. I have a couple questions for you. When did you start playing basketball in particularly?
I started in kindergarten. It wasn't really basketball as much as it was just like you go for, I think it was like 30 minutes with kids from your elementary school and just like learn how to dribble, learn how to shoot. But
did you always like love it how you do now, or did it kind of build over time?
Growing up, I went to Vernon, so it was like a very small school. Not a lot of kids played basketball. And we would play bigger schools, like all the Brattleboro schools and Bernardston. And so the competition was a lot harder than we were expecting. But the love for it has just always been there, and it's definitely grown the more I play.
I have loved growing up playing against you. Me and Kate have played against each other our whole lives. I remember playing you on Vernon.
Yep, the Vernon tournament.
Little Kate. Has there been one moment in basketball through high school or even when you were younger during AAU? I know you do that as well. Like a highlight or just moment that you'll always remember and like talk about?
My AAU season this past season, me and my team got a house in Florida for a week and a half and played two tournaments in Florida. And that was honestly one of the best experiences I've ever had, just being able to live in a house with my teammates who are some of my best friends, and like being able to play games against like the best competition I've ever faced. And it was just an amazing experience all around.
That sounds so fun. Are you guys doing that again this year?
All of us are actually too old to play on that team now, but there was some talk about starting our own team, just like a couple zero gravity tournaments, not a lot of practices, and just like getting together and playing basketball. So I have that to look forward to.
Sounds so fun, and clearly there's a great team bond there to keep that. How do you think being an athlete has helped you become a better person?
I think that being an athlete has definitely taught me how to deal with tougher situations and what to do with myself when I get stuck, and just like my mental health, like keeping it good, like basketball and sports in general has always helped me like keep my head on my shoulders, and it's just been really great.
Totally, I totally agree. Do you have like a pregame ritual you do, or like yeah, just like something that you do constantly before every game that kind of sets you in the mood?
Well, definitely getting hyped in the locker room with my team before we go out to warm-ups. And then at the end of warm-ups, we have like a little huddle before we go back to the bench. And it's just like a quick pep talk, and it That honestly, that helps me a lot to get ready for a game.
The locker room, our locker rooms are always buzzing. It's very exciting and fun. We have a
disco ball and everything.
We do. Lights off. Is there a certain fan you look forward to watching you play the most, or you look for in the stands when you're playing?
Definitely my grandpa. He has been my biggest fan since I started playing basketball. He hasn't missed a game yet, and it's my senior year, so that's pretty cool. And yeah, I just love looking up in the stands and seeing him up there.
That's really sweet. Has there been someone in your athletic career that's influenced you the most, like a coach that's had an impact on you, a professional player, a friend, family member?
Well, our coach now, Karen Henry, I grew up with her, and she's always, like, helped me get onto my AAU team, actually, and she's just, like, helped me develop a better shot and, like, better techniques playing basketball. She's helped me a lot through my years.
She's great. Yeah, love her. All right, so what are your plans for after high school? Do you want to go to college? Is there maybe athletics involved in that?
College, yes. My top choice right now is University of Hartford, and they are a D3 school, so I do have a chance to play basketball if I wanted to. I have to get in touch with their coach a little more.
If you don't end up doing that, what do you think you're going to miss most about basketball?
Definitely the team chemistry. I feel like over the years, like, our team chemistry during basketball has been so good, and I've got some of my closest friends from these teams, and just everything about the team chemistry and playing together. And
yeah, totally. All right, Kate. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, and congratulations, and game day tonight.
So game day.
Let's hope everything goes well. We cannot wait to see where you go after high school and all the success that's going to come to you. So congratulations again.
Thank you.